Hi, my name is Anoop and I'm a Senior Program Manager with the Azure Site Recovery team. In this video, I'm going to walk you through our new and simplified onboarding experience. This experience will get you set up and ready to replicate your VMware virtual machines in less than 30 minutes. To get started, you would need to download and deploy the Configuration Server appliance in your VMware environment. You can do this by browsing to your Recovery Services Vault. Go to the Getting Started for Azure Site Recovery. Click on the Prepare Infrastructure. Choose the VMware scenario. Ensure you have done your deployment planning. For now, I'll just mark it as I'll do it later. Once you get to the source preparation page, click on the plus configuration server button. And in the add server details plate that comes up, click on the download configuration server virtual appliance link to download the OVF. Once the download is complete, import the configuration server virtual machine using the deploy OVF template wizard into your vCenter environment and boot up the VM. Once the Windows boot up sequence is complete, you would be presented with the end user license agreement for Windows Server 2016. Accept the EULA and then set up an administrator password. This will finalize your Windows settings and you would be requested to log back in into the Windows Server. Log in to the appliance with your administrator password. On first login, the appliance will launch a configuration utility to help you configure its name, internet connectivity settings, and a few other Active Directory settings. Provide the computer name first. Click on the next button. The appliance will start checking if the internet connectivity is fine and it is able to access the necessary service URLs. Once all the connectivity has been established, it will request you to sign in into Azure. Sign in with your Azure credentials. Once the sign in is complete, the appliance will register itself with Azure Active Directory and then request for a reboot. Once the reboot is complete, log in back into the appliance as an administrator. After the login process is complete, the appliance will launch a configuration server web portal that will guide you through the site recovery registration process. The first step in the wizard is to set up connectivity. Select the network interface card that would be used to receive the replication data on this configuration server. Click on the Save button and then the Continue button to move to the next step. The Select Recovery Services Vault step allows you to choose which Recovery Services Vault this server needs to be connected to. Click on the Sign In button to log in with your Azure account. And once the login is complete, go ahead and select the Recovery Services Vault from the list of your subscriptions. Once you've selected, hit the Continue button to proceed to the next step. The next step involves installing third-party software. There are two softwares that you need to install, which is MySQL Server and PowerCLI. MySQL Server can be automatically downloaded and installed by clicking the Download and Install button. The software installations takes a couple of minutes, so let me quickly jump to the state where both these softwares are already installed. All right, both PowerCLI and MySQL has now been installed.
let's hit the continue button to move to the next stage. In this stage, we do a final check to see if all the settings on the appliance are in the right state. And you can hit the continue button to move to the next phase. The next step is to set up the credentials to access your vCenter environment. You might have a vCenter or a vSphere ESX server. You can provide the credentials to access those servers as a part of this wizard. This information would be used by Azure Site Recovery to automatically discover the VMs running in your VMware environment. So let me fill up this data. On clicking the Add button, we validate if the credentials and the vCenter details are accurate and then add it to our configuration. Click the Continue button to move to the next stage. This stage allows you to configure a set of virtual machine credentials, which would be used by the Azure Site Recovery services to install mobility service on the protected virtual machines. Click on the Add Virtual Machine Credential button to go ahead and add new credentials. You can add both Windows and Linux credentials. Provide a friendly name for the account. Provide the actual name of the account and then the password. Click on the Add button to add the virtual machine credential. Click the Continue button to move to the next step. Click on the Finalize Configuration button to start the final configuration. This step usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes, so I'll skip to the state where all of these steps have been completed successfully. All right, now that our configuration server is registered to the Recovery Services Vault, we can head back up to the portal to complete the Getting Started wizard we had started earlier. Once back on the portal, you can see that the configuration server and the vCenter has been added to your vault. Click OK. On the target preparation page, go ahead and select the storage account details as well as the network details. Click OK. And finally, on the replication settings page, click the plus create an associate button to create a new replication policy and associate it with the configuration server. I'm going to accept the default values. Once this is completed, click the OK button and complete your Getting Started wizard. You are now ready to start replicating your VMware virtual machines into Azure, all under 30 minutes. Thank you for your time and have a good day.